What happens if this Alaska summit on Friday doesn't lead to any kind of a ceasefire deal?
Yeah, Mertz said that if there is no movement from the Russian side at Friday's Alaska summit, then the U.S. and Europe must increase pressure on Russia through massive economic sanctions. And Mertz said that President Trump and NATO members are spending billions of dollars to send weapons and aid to help Ukraine.
As you've got this Trump-Putin summit taking place on Friday, what role does a country like Germany see for itself in a possible ceasefire or even some kind of eventual peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia?
They see themselves as having a pretty large role. I mean, first off, they're demanding that they have a seat at the table when it comes to a peace agreement between the two. And that's because it will be Europe that would have to help not only rebuild Ukraine, but also help patrol whatever borders are agreed upon. We're talking about reconstruction, humanitarian aid, military assistance. All of this would help strengthen Ukraine and integrate Ukraine into Europe and quite possibly the European Union at some point. But it's clear from Mertz's comments today that European leaders, as part of NATO, have spent billions, you know, to help Ukraine since the war began 3 years ago, and they've invested quite a bit, and they want to continue to help Ukraine in any post-war scenario.
NPR's Rob Schmitz, thanks.
Thank you.